Als ich vor einem Monat angekündigt habe, dass dieser Podcast sich verändern wird, habe ich auch angekündigt, dass Produzenten mehr zu Wort kommen sollen. Ich rede ja viel über Kaffeeproduktion und damit auch über Kaffeeproduzenten, aber ich möchte nicht nur über sie reden, sondern dass sie selbst von sich reden. Denn das ist das, was wir können als Kaffeemacher. Wir arbeiten teils sehr eng mit Kaffeeproduzenten zusammen oder sind eng in Kontakt. Und deswegen macht es einfach sehr viel Sinn, in ihre Lebensrealitäten einzutauchen, wenn sie selbst reden. Das ist also dieses Neuformat, ich nenne es O-Ton. Und starten wird hier César Marin aus Peru. Seine Kaffees haben wir seit 4 Jahren im Sortiment. Ich war vor 2 Jahren bei ihm in Peru. Aber jetzt war César hier. Und zwar mit 15 anderen Kaffeeproduzentinnen und Produzenten hat er diese Woche in Basel unserer ersten Kaffeekonferenz Creciendo Juntos beigewohnt. Das ist eine andere Geschichte, die werde ich ein anderes Mal aufrollen. Aber César ist ein smarter Typ, der sehr viele smarte Ideen hat und sich auch so ausdrücken kann. Er macht sich sehr viele Gedanken, wo es denn hingeht mit sich selber und mit der Kaffeewelt. Ich gebe in diesem Format keine exakte Richtung vor. Ich gebe einfach ein paar Ideen über das, was Produzenten reden könnten. Und so hat César dann den Pfad gewählt, mehr über EUDR, also das EU-Entwaldungsgesetz, zu sprechen. Und zwar, was es denn für ihn effektiv bedeutet, welche Kosten da anfallen, welche Mehrarbeiten und ob Europa überhaupt noch ein interessanter Markt für ihn ist und andere Produzenten im Norden Perus. Wir hören hin, ich lasse das Ganze unkommentiert, denn ich möchte hier einfach eine Bühne geben für Produzenten, dass sie wirklich auch ein Sprachrohr sein könnten für sich selbst und für andere in der Region. Und deswegen braucht es mich jetzt nicht mehr. Herzlich willkommen, César.
Okay, thank you very much. No, thank you. I mean, this is my first podcast ever, you know. Well, my name is César. I am from Peru. The farm is based in part of the Amazonian, the Peruvian Amazonian. And we have been working with coffee over 20 years. And in the last 15 years, we have been working also with biodynamic agriculture. So talking about UDR, I think we have to take a look from 2 different perspectives. One perspective, I think, is nobody wants to have coffee with deforestation. So I think, but on the other hand, I think from producers' perspective, we don't want to see this regulation and like another paperwork or to implement some paperwork that at the end of the day is going to affect small coffee producers. We have been working with this regulation in the last 3 years, working with our farm. We have an extension of 50 hectares, but this is not like an average for other producers. Normally in Peru, we see extension of 1, 2, or 3 hectares. And many producers in Peru in general, they do not have land property. So this is one of the issues when we think about UDR. And in our case was a big challenge because this is a lot of money that we don't have in our annual budget. And we have to calculate the polygons of every lot that we have, every lot we sell. And this is very energy demanding, economic demanding, and a lot of paperwork for sure, because we need to train the people in the farm to have this knowledge, because it's not only about making a map or making a polygon, but it's also how we need to pass this polygon to a proper system. So it was a lot of time, but it was something that we really have to do. But we make think a lot. What's the purpose of this? And we're trying to to have this positive perspective that at the end of that, at the end of the day, this is how the coffee have to go, right? The coffee with origin, a coffee with territory. So people are paying attention about more to the origin, not only the product. Other producers, they are not really paying attention about this UDR because they are more focusing to sell their production to local market. And this is more like European Union. So they are trying to focus in more in local market because they don't want to assume this extra cost for UDR, especially when they listen that, no, it's about a system, it's about you really need to have like a proper person who have to be in charge about to do all these polygons work. And they are, let's say, are feeling less and less motivated to grow coffee because all of these new regulations. This is not the first regulation from producer perspective, because in the last few years we had this big, let's say, challenge with glyphosate or traces. And this is more and more demanding in European market. We have seen how in the last previous years we cannot detect where the glyphosate comes from. And even if we have like a very organic or sustainable plot, we cannot make sure that this lot is going to be clean of any kind of residuals or traces. So with other regulation, it's like a less and less encouraging for producers to keep growing coffee. This UDR from our side is like, we have a European market. Okay, that's clear. So we really need to implement a system how to track all our plots. It was not, it's not something like difficult, but it was challenging because it's like a lot of energy demanding, and but we had to do it. And I think, in my perspective, I think that we have seen something like that with certification, right? In previous years, there is a lot of norms, there is a lot of paperwork to try to make sure that this coffee is clean, this coffee is organic, and at the end of the day, today's certification, it becomes something like it's just paperwork. So I think this is going to be the same. I think this is maybe now it's good because we are trying to really to give more information to the roasters. But I think, but let's see. Now this is a first thought, and many other producers and cooperatives, they have a similar thought as well. But I don't know. This is gonna be something that is gonna give more trust to the roaster or the importer. Most of our coffee goes to Europe. So in our case, it's a must. 90% of our coffee production goes to Europe because our coffee is organic and Demeter certified. And the big market for Demeter and organic certified volume coffee is based in Europe. Of course, we are trying to diversifying a bit, but normally that diversification for us, it's more with micro lots, like small lots of coffee. We have been selling different lots to Japan, to Canada, to UK, which is like a very smart move for us, because we are not selling all our 100% to one market. But unfortunately, when it's about certification coffee, it's more for European market. It's quite challenging to sell this big volume certified coffee to other countries. But we are still trying to move in different sites, and let's see how the market develop for us in the next years. We are thinking maybe to sell more coffee to some markets that have this approach to give more value to the narrative, to the story behind the producer. And that's why we are like always traveling, attending different trade shows, visiting very close roasters, like Café Maja now, for example. We just attending a small congress here in Basel, and this kind of close relationship help us to keep building something that make us think, why not selling coffee in the future in a different way.